$12 a bag. Now we're at 28 to 34.
No profit.
No, these, I feel bad for these kids this year.
Just a learning experience.
Yeah.
You ready? Is Luis is there? Yeah.
I'm here.
How cool is it there, Luis?
It's about 25 degrees cooler in my basement than you are. It's 71 in my basement.
I'm just like 90.
Yeah, we're only at 96, so don't worry.
My watch says 93, but I don't know if that's in here or outside.
My office at 96.
Okay.
Humidity is 94 in here.
Well, are we ready? It is July 19, 2022. It is now 2 o'clock. Let's call this Board of County Commissioners work session to order. Please rise for an invocation. Commissioner Tony Haas.
Lord, thank you for your mercy and your blessings. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will lay your healing hands upon all those that are sick. We ask you to have compassion on all those that are suffering so that they may be delivered, from their challenging circumstances. And please guide us through these discussions in here.
Yeah. Commissioner Luis Lopez, lead us on the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sir, can you repeat that in Spanish?
No, senor.
Roll call, Mr. Dorican.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Here via Zoom.
Commissioner Haas.
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Here. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Dorican?
No changes, Commissioner.
Okay.
Move for approval of the agenda.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes.
Commissioner Haas.
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes. Section 2, 2A. Various topics. So let's talk about the Broncos. So Mr. Broncan, go ahead at various topics today. We gotta wake up here. It's so warm in here.
Commissioners, I guess first topic on my agenda is time clocks and the use and perhaps lack thereof on the time clock app. I think it was distributed out a little over a year ago and we were having intermittent usage of it. I'm sure ask elected officials and staff and everybody else to be sure to use that time clock. One is, as I alluded to the last time we had this discussion, is that it gives us some sense of accountability to the taxpayers. So if they call in and say, well, I saw XYZ on this day, on whatever date that may be, we have the ability to go back and look in the time clock app to see if indeed that person had clocked in or clocked out. What the case may be. Plus, I've already spoke with HR Director Kim Chavez about looking at possibly implementing the tighter time clock for 2023. Of course, we have to build into the budget, and Kim's doing some research on that. So, I think it's a good idea to get into having using the time clock, all staff members, all county employees, frankly. So, personally.
So Tyler, currently, what system are we using? Just the regular?
Right now, we have the one that Katie set up in just an online app. I believe that's sufficient. I did reach out to Tyler, and they're giving me some quotes and going to send over a demo. They have top of the line. They have a bunch of different options, but in my opinion, I think what we're using, they're either going to use Tyler or Katie software or whatever. But it's just the fact of using it. In Broken Bridge doesn't use it, they don't have access to the computers, they have time clocks as well as the maintenance department and the sheriff's office won't use it either. So basically it's courthouse employees and DHS staff.
So let me perhaps ask a question of one of the elected officials. As far as Tyler, what would that do? I mean, is there...
We're already on the Tyler system, my office is. I think it would just be an extra icon on our desktop.
I don't think so.
That was my understanding, but I haven't discussed it because it's not assessment, so.
They haven't sent the demo over yet, but there's a whole bunch of different options that we'd have to purchase. We used to have something called the Employee Self-Service And I don't know if that was hand in hand with the time clock, but we tried to implement that when we first started Tyler, and it was so confusing. We tried to implement the AP side of it as well, and it's a difficult program to use on our end.
You know,
I'll have to ask.
Yeah.
Well, there's
going to be a demo. And I think that a demo would be proper before we make any decisions. One of the, and again, I'm going to use the college. When I was there, specifically, you requested, and I don't know if Tyler is going to be tied into leave requests. If I'm going to request a day off, I put it in here when I want to. My platform, it goes to my supervisor, and then it goes to the next level, and automatically goes all the way to approve or deny. If it was denied, it come back to me as, no, you can't. But if it was approved, it went all the way to HR, and they deducted that, and then I got a notification, and it was all pretty much automatic.
So that's how the Tyler system okay. Work, but not everybody has access to the computer, and so we have four different programs going on. Sheriff doing something, Road Bridge doing something, us doing something.
Road bridges would be similar to what you're doing now. They just have to turn.
That's what the sheriff does.
Pardon me?
That's exactly what the sheriff does.
The sheriff and the road bridge would be doing what you're doing now, is to hand in their physical sheets of paper.
But I still need that from every office, because that's my checks and balances. I need the timesheet, I need the leave slips. I still need that from every office. And so rather than spend thousands of dollars on Tyler, which is an expensive program, I don't know what the time clock costs. Hayden's program is free, it's just people aren't using it.
The digitalization of those leave requests and stuff wouldn't suffice, and you couldn't print them out, put them in your file. And again, we're speculating because we don't know what it's going to be like.
It's similar to what Felix has, because that's what the ESS system was. I've worked at that before. There was no time clock attached, but the piece that he's talking about is the electronic sending your leave slip to your supervisor onto HR, which rejected, sends back. That's the ESS system. The time clock is a different module, mm-hmm. and all in itself, which is going to cost us more money. When if we switch over to everybody send me their stuff electronic, that's fine. I hate to see us waste money on something that piece of it's not working.
Right now,
the piece that's broken is nobody's using it.
We're doing the time clock, and then we're filling out the Excel spreadsheets to get to you, because yeah. I'm assuming that's what you put in your
And
file.
If you want to send them electronically, that's fine too, but
it's going to be interesting to see how it calculates it compared to, is it going to be double work for you?
It's going
to
be interesting.
So that's why I'm wondering if it's going to be double work for her, because is Tyler going to try to calculate everybody's time sheet, and then she's going to come back and say, well, there's an error here because somebody had the wrong date, because
have
you
have
a lot of maintenance on. I'm saying on everybody's time.
So you know what, I think because I actually worked many, many years ago when I was at the college, so once you build a balance in there, so say that you go in with 180 hours, so you put those 180 hours, just to use an example, and we went in there and I request, if you request 10 hours, automatically the system, and there was a section in there, just a little box, how many hours, 2 days, and it translated into hours. So it took the deduction automatically of this, and then it told you also, and I don't know if Tyler, that's why I don't want us to speculate too far away, but the system would actually tell you, by the end of the month, you should have, if no more days off are taken, and it calculated your seniority, whatever formula they put in there, how many hours you should. And
our system does that now,
okay.
For a time. What we're not using is ESS, again, because it was so confusing and nobody, frankly, could learn it. So we stopped using the ESS, we stopped paying for the ESS. Again, we didn't get the time clock because it wasn't mandated then. But I think that to talk about the time clock is kind of premature before we look at the demo.
Sure.
The lady that's doing the demo, she's gone this week. When I replied to her email, I got that I'll be back next week. So as soon as I look at that, I can share it with everybody. But I think that the main problem is the staff is just not using it because they're not being paid.
So from the perspective, Jody or Donna or anybody else, using the current system that we have, is there any deficiencies that?
I know my staff has been logging on, logging off, and I can tell you everybody when they're ready for lunch, their phones go off. they get in, they're either logged in or logged out. When they said, oh, we logged in the morning, this and that. So there is some issues. I don't have access to it, so I don't know how to get in there and use it because I don't punch a time clock, so I really don't know anything about it. I know Hayden's, the couple times I've called him, he says, yeah, it kind of goes on the glitch occasionally. So I know that's been...
We also asked Hayden to give them access, and I don't know that he can give them access.
I don't think he
Bill
can.
Bill and I have access. I can get them reports out. They say, hey, send me a report of, and I've done it for DHS departments before, send me a report of all my people for this meeting. But unless he gives them full access, I don't know that he can break it out because it's just one long list of all staff.
I think it's all staff.
It's all staff.
It's just not all offices.
Yeah. So it's not broken down by department. It's just alphabetized.
And I'm not wholly opposed. I guess I don't see a reason why if the electeds want access to that spreadsheet, because in essence it's a spreadsheet, why they shouldn't have access to it, including all departments, because I think that's all public information.
And he could give them the admin login.
I mean, you guys can log in and take a look if you want.
And I don't know, that's probably something you might have to fly by legal.
Yeah.
Legal would be my first. And I'm not saying it's not, but I just don't know how I feel yet about having access to everything. My own staff is one thing, I know that's what you would think.
We haven't had any issues at all with ours. We're only enough three employees. And then when I come in the morning, I always get them set up on the time thing right away. So all they have to do is just clock in. And then when they leave for lunch, they put their phone on hold and then clock out. And then they leave. So
I don't know, yes.
So we preach into the choir here. It's ironic that we're talking about this because I was talking to my son, and you'll know what I'm talking about, the cool identification. I was teasing my son that he had one of the cool identify tags, the ear tags that you put in the cabin for tracking because he works on a campus. So Cerner is one of the largest employers in Kansas City, Missouri. And their ID badges have a tracking device. So when you walk through the main door, like through security, it locks you in. If you leave for a hospital visit or whatever, it locks you out. I mean, you have to walk in and out that door, and it does it all.
Yeah,
and about if they are out while we had a meeting.
Yeah, Donna's good because she logs her, yes, you log your staff in out. I don't because I might not be here when my staff get here. If we're cabin, I might get here at 10 or 11 or whenever the situation's done. So I leave it up to my staff. I mean, I have faith in them that they're trying to use that login system.
Do you lock your employees in, Donna? No. Oh, I get them set up on the screen.
Oh, I was going to say, you should be locking your
employees in.
I don't know what you guys...
I'll speak out because the time clock doesn't work.
It doesn't always work. That's what my staff have said.
It doesn't always work.
Right.
Well, and child welfare, because I mean, I'll get called in the evenings for 15, 20 minutes. I don't log in and out, which we probably should be. I think we've been told to do that. It's not keeping an accurate time. And what I find it is, I mean, I don't have access, and I do on occasion send it to Kim and ask for a report, but I don't see the point in it for us if I can't get in and see. I'm looking at the hard copy timesheet, and then I'm being told, well, one staff isn't logging in, I don't have access to that. So.
And we just go with the hard sheets that I give to Kim, and you can ask Kim. Mine come back every time I turn in payroll, I've got to correct something, or I forget to sign them. So we use that because the time clock itself, even if I had a report, if we've had issues or somebody forgot to clock in or clock out, it's not going to match that hard sheet anyhow. So in my office, the hard sheet is kind of our Bible, essentially. That's what we're using. That's what goes to Kim.
That's what goes to the auditor. And the auditor's requesting.
I just don't want to be doing double duty work, I guess. If we have a program that can print it out and keep track and help Kim in efficiency on her end, I guess we'd have to see what it looked like.
I agree. I think once the demo gets here, we'll take a look at it. And Kim's also going to reach out to other counties and other cities. And
they can't find anything in the southern.
Nobody's using the payroll?
They said, I'll have to go back to the email on the first response. They thought one county throughout the whole state of Colorado, but they were going to dig deeper to see because I asked them for the south or southeast, and they're like, we can't tell right up. And she must have been in a rush because she's gone this week. So once I get back in touch with her, I'll ask if she found somebody else. I think it's rare that counties use time clocks. I don't know. I understand your reasoning because I'm all about taxpayer dollars and accountability. It's just if they're not, there's no consequence.
You know, we're going to be at the NACO in the next couple of days. We're going to be there. And I'm going to be seeing, we have our caucus, the Colorado caucus, and there's 80 commissioners attending. And I'm going to have the floor. So I'll ask the question and see by show of hands. But I'm going to tell you, there's going to be maybe one or two counties in the state that use time clocks. I think that's my assumption, but I'll ask. I'll send out a request through CCI and see what responses we get. Now, our commissioners will have to then reach out to their HR, and they're going to refer me to others. But we'll have a Friday night. We'll have all of us come together, and I'll ask the question.
But Chair, if I may,
please.
Mr. Aragon put a thing in the chat. He said, I do know that Otero County and DHS director indicated that they use a time clock app. So just want to add that to share that with you. But my thoughts on all this is we had this discussion, year and a half ago about time clocks, implemented something. What I'm hearing is some groups say it don't work for them. Some groups aren't adhering to it, or some groups say it hit or miss. Bottom line is this, I think as commissioners, guys, everybody, what we're tasked with is keeping everyone accountable on the fiduciary responsibility as county commissioners. We don't have any oversight over your offices other than the administrator for both the county and for DHS. Other than that, from the supervisory perspective, it is out of our hands and up to the elected official or the director and supervisors at that point. So the comment I guess I want to make is the concerns that we're having as a commissioner is some issues that we could run into like we are right now when somebody's not at work and there's no oversight or there's no disciplinary act we can do from a commissioner's standpoint and through HR. Now, if we need to make, somebody mentioned legal earlier, if we need to look into legal perspective with Pam on moving forward to possibly put in an ordinance of such, which would give the county commissioners through our HR department some sort of disciplinary acts for fraudulent behavior that we know is blatantly being occurring. I think that's the big issue here that we're witnessing and experiencing from time to time, especially right now. That's why this has been brought to a head today to have a discussion with you. And moving forward, we can do that as a Board of County Commissioners and implement that under the HR. I believe we'd have to check with legal. We're trying to avoid that situation at this point and just have everybody accountable. Whether a system works for you or don't work for you, maybe there's another type of system that would work for your particular department, such as at DHS Protective Services, or the assessor's office when they have to go out and do assess evaluations, or the sheriff's office when they're coming in and out while they're still on the clock, but coming into the detention center. So I think there's a multitude of things that can be worked out to make it work for each department. But that's all I think the commissioners are looking at today, for me anyway, is some sort of accountability to our constituency because of sometimes the system is abused. And we'd like to curb that at this time. So that's what I got there, Felix.
So we do have the resolution that was passed last year that does talk about personnel and the disciplinary action for our personnel policy that everybody has signed off on. So that's already in place. It's just the fact that there's no discipline happening for them not signing in and signing out.
Right. Other than from their direct supervisors.
At this point in time, and I think Commissioner Luis Lopez summarized the whole concept of the responsibility of a county commissioner. We have to be very sensitive and careful. There is a fine line. I'll communicate with Jody, and I'll communicate with Donna, but I don't think the authority should be to where now we are monitoring and trespassing, if you will. That's my concept. And quite honestly, I think the three groups that we have here today, I think there is, I would imagine, pretty close to 100% compliance.
Well, yes, just from a simpleton standpoint, you want to the demo when he comes in. If we were actually basing paychecks upon those who clock in and out of time, I think there would be a whole lot of motivation to clock in and out. Perhaps I'm looking at it too simple.
Because I don't think you can.
If a person missed a day or two on their paycheck because they didn't clock in
they,
or out.
They could miss it there too now.
And their supervisor didn't sign off on that additional pay, then perhaps the next pay will. We could catch up if that employee actually showed up. I think there'd be a whole lot more motivation.
But with the app we have now, I can go look at every single person, and if they're not clocking in, not pay them. But I'm going to tell Jody, hey, I'm going to pay three of your people for 3 days. She's going to be like, oh no, they were here. Well, they didn't clock in or clock out. What kind of situation does that put me in?
Well, if you send in a letter, maybe? Or and we need to say effective today.
And we need an app that
we
functions.
Have that. We have this right here.
But if you say effective today, you stop. If you do not clock in, you will not get paid for that day.
And then I sent out a reminder a few months ago. Please use the time clock.
And I sent your email. We told them. But if the app is not functioning,
usually if the app isn't functioning.
Text
me immediately, and Mike will text me.
So, I get to work, and I come to work, and I get the door, and as soon as I get the door, I have people coming at me 5 different directions. I don't realize I can clock in until or I'm trying to clock out. But I'm there, and I am working.
But what I try to do is, that happens to me frequently, is I'm on the cell phone as I walk through security, and I still tell them, hold on a minute. And I get plugged in and I get the phone back up and there's ways to, anyway.
It's hard speaking. When you have clients that are angry and disappointed and you're trying to put out fires first thing in the morning when you hit that door. It's difficult.
I appreciate that. I rarely get a phone call from a citizen who's happy with our work. So I understand about
Teresa,
angry individuals.
When I forget, like I think the other day I forgot and they were like 9:30. I went in, was here at 7:45, forgot to clock in, and I do it immediately.
Just so
that she'll know I'm here in the building and I put a note on it.
You know,
always.
I think, for the purposes of today, we know what we're trying to accomplish. We know where we need to be, and I just want to say thank you to this group right here. But I don't know that we need to entertain the idea of not paying someone. That's going to be my opinion, because if we start withholding paychecks, I don't know, and I'm going to be referred to council.
It's going to be a backlog because we have to pay them eventually.
Well, and
it's
illegal.
Going to be a backlog of payroll.
It's illegal if it was an honest mistake. I think that's just one of the things that I'm trying to get at. Right now, as Commissioner Luis Lopez said, we have a responsibility in front of us, and we need to be transparent and accountable to our constituents. We know that. I think, and if there is any malpractice by a department or departments, I don't know, we just draft a memo and send it and request a meeting face to face. Look, your employees are not reporting this, I want to talk to you, and they need to do A, B, C, and D. I think that's where we need to address it, because right now we're all in one accord, we're all in the same page, and we know what we need to do. But any comments? I see Mr. Aragon is out there. Any comments from you, sir?
Commissioner, are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I just echo a lot of the same sentiments that I think everybody's put forth here today. You know, we want to be transparent, we want to be accountable, and we need to find a happy medium for everybody. It is difficult. You know, as Ms. Kendall indicated, for caseworkers to be clocking in and clocking out in the middle of the night, it's not an honest, you know, it's an honest mistake. But again, there are options on how to correct that with notation on the system. You know, I do feel like there is some duplication in the processes that we have, but I get the reason why we have them. Because, you know, we want to make sure that the people that are on the clock are working on the clock, that they're not stealing time from the those who are paying our bills, which are our taxpayers, paying our salaries, and we need to be cognizant of that. So anything that can hold everybody more accountable, I agree with completely.
Well, anything else on this topic? I think next steps, let's listen, let's have the demo.
And Michael's gonna ask Otero County what software they use, because I know they have Tyler, but when I asked Tyler if they use the time clock, they didn't list them right away. So he's, like, we're texting back and forth. I asked him to ask Donna down there what app they use. And maybe they have something that's better than our current one and cheaper than Tyler.
I want to support Tony's recommendation. You have a badge.
Those are expensive.
Yeah.
But we also have a lot of people that don't just work in the building. We have a lot that are out there. If we can get everybody on board electronically, Rotenberry Town and Sheriff, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome. Well, anything else on this topic? Commissioner Luis Lopez.
No, I thank you all for listening to me vent. But again, I think there's a solution to every issue, whether it be, say, Ms. Garrison's position where she comes in and she doesn't really have to leave the building. And that way she wouldn't have to worry about logging in. It'd be some sort of electronic. Or, and then the other positions that are in and out of facilities, there might be two or three different type systems or on the same system that we call that algorithms or configurations of some sort of electronics, how they monitor that. So, you know, let's look into it and see what works best for everybody. And every, like I said, every department may be different. And as long as the input and the data comes out the same way to HR, I don't think it really matters how it is clocked in or clocked out. If it's a different type of device, whether it be an ear tag, like Tony has says, or something like that, like Felix used to do at the college as well. So thank you for listening to us, guys. But we recently have had some issues here in the courthouse, which has brought this topic back up to the top of the table right now for us. So thank you.
Yes, Mr. Aragon.
Commissioners, just to follow up, Ms. Rohde, who is the director of DHS in Otero County, has responded. They're using an application called Axiom Y-Time as their clock-in, clock-out system. It's A-X-I-O-M, Axiom Y-Time, for Ms. Chavez.
Thank you. They did show us that app when we went to one of their meetings a couple years ago.
Great. I think that topic and that horse is pretty much addressed. Any other issues?
Any issues from the floor? Anybody else want to talk about anything else?
When are we getting air conditioning?
Yes. The RFQs have been received yesterday. Myself, Kim, Paula, and Christy will be going over those. I'll get those out again, hopefully this afternoon, first thing in the morning, and we'll get together hopefully tomorrow afternoon or some other time when you folks have
We'll
conduct interviews and make a decision from the yes or from the interviews. Yes, Paul.
Yes. I'm not logged in, so somebody was trying to speak.
That was me. Peach. Beale. Peach Beale.
Okay, yes. Hi, Ms. Beale.
I'm in the office, but I had a conflict, so I apologize for joining late. But now that I just saw Jody mention the air conditioning, I thought I'd come back around with the issue in the elections office and see if that's going to be resolved before the November election.
It will be resolved, and you're not having time for it.
Okay. And then since I have the mic just for now, I wanted to check in with the board and see if you have any plans to present a Tabor issue on November's ballot, because I'm trying to get in preparation with my printer. Hold on, let me shut my door.
I'm not sure what Tabor issue the board has been.
I wonder if she's asking if we're going to put anything on the ballot. But shouldn't that have been done by July? Or by maybe by the end of July?
I responded to Mr. Messer saying that we said at that point the board did not have any.
I'm sorry, I shut my door to get rid of the background noise. So the deadline to respond or give me formal notification is July 29th. But like I said, if it's a Tabor issue, any raise in taxes, I need to let my print vendor know because of the paper shortage. So I'm trying to coordinate with all of the school districts and the fire districts to see how much paper we may need if anybody plans to present a tax issue.
Ms. Behill, thank you for being on the call. I don't think this board has spoken about the mill levy. So there is no, we thought about it. We have had, if you will, sidebar conversations, but officially, no, we have not spoken about addressing the mill levy. I know, I understand that we do need it and we need to do that, but I don't know that we would meet the deadline on this particular election. And second, there hasn't been any formal discussions. We would need to have a discussion large with all our elected officials, with all our countywide, to see how we would be pursuing that. So I guess my answer is going to be no, and I defer to my fellow commissioners unless I may have missed anything.
I don't know.
I haven't heard of any ballot measures, much less anything from Tabor, Mrs. Beale, so thank you.
Okay, just want to clarify that deadline.
And
can work around it as a courtesy, but
sure. You know,
that is the official date.
We really appreciate that. And by way of summary, we were speaking about the importance of having every department clock in as far as so we can record their hours. And right. That was the initial perspective of the conversation. And at this point in time, we addressed the fact that the current system that we have does work, but we're going to be getting a demo from a different vendor, Tyler, and perhaps others to see how we can alleviate so our HR department has a collective, up-to-date, clock in and clock out for our employees. That was pretty much the bulk of the conversation.
That was okay. Yes. I understand that, and I'm sorry I was late. I had a different call, but I thought I would just jump in on and make that special note last
Very
minute.
Very much appreciated. Any questions, so Ms. Behill, for HR, Ms. Dorenkamp, feel free to reach out, and if you have anything, additional information, please come and see us, and Kim can actually give you the total perspective of what we talked about earlier. Anything else, sir?
No, except I have to call Paula Massaro and apologize. I thought she was the one who was talking over me.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Anything
else?
Yes, please.
Did we get an extra vehicle? I know we discussed it.
We received a Blazer last couple of weeks, so yes.
Okay. Thank you.
But it's already tied up for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
No.
This week, maybe even Saturday.
Okay, so
maybe Sunday also.
Do we need it? Do we have we probably should do a fleet check-in, check-out, so that we keep track of who's not keeping it clean, who's not keeping it fueled.
Yes.
And your hands raised because you're going to take
it. Because I'll do it, because I'm in charge of inventory and insurance, and so we need accountability for it.
And so if we contact you, if we need to reserve it for
It's reserved for Wednesday, Thursday.
I don't need it now.
we're taking it to NACO.
Good.
Because I'll just start a calendar.
What color is it, Nina?
And then also, are you going to have your vehicles in the pool?
I might throw one in the pool. One, I know needs struts, some serious mechanical work done to it, because we took it to our conference. It was like herd of chickens with a rake. I was
I have one thing.
Yes.
We're talking vehicles. I sent out an email and I only got one response from Randy. if anybody's vehicles have hail damage, they need to let me know, because if it's worth it, then I'm going to put it all in one blanket policy and get them fixed. No, we have the two.
The Blazer,
she sent me and a truck grabbing it, but no one else responded, so.
Kim, mine were here and we didn't get, you, mine were up here and they.
They didn't get anything?
No. Right, that so we could tell. They were already pretty beat up to begin with.
The guy who done ours last year when we had that storm in 16 or 19, I don't know, 18, whatever, he offered to come here and look at all the county vehicles, because some of them you can't tell. They have a special machine to tell. And I may just have him come and look at the entire fleet. I would probably do that.
Well, just a comment on the vehicle question, but to Jody, you know, we've been borrowing, begging, and stealing as commissioners for vehicle usage over the past couple of years. And then before that, we haven't had a commissioner vehicle. So in 6 years, we really haven't had a vehicle for the commissioners to use. So finally, I think that was the determination to get one more vehicle to the fleet to us to have access for county commissioners, so we wouldn't starve the other departments of their vehicles when they're needed at the same time. So thank God we were able to do that. And actually that vehicle came in at a really great price on that bid for, I believe, $32,000 or something. It's a great thing. So, you know, thank the taxpayers, first of all these years we've used our own vehicles, and I don't think any of us have submitted for gas fees for fuel reimbursements either. So just for a little background on that.
And I do want to say that DHS has, I've been going to CCM meetings every month, and you all have graciously allowed us to drive that vehicle, but I also take it to a very nice polishing and inside. I mean, I leave it. So if you need a detail person, a car washer.
He's raising his hand.
It's a half hour now, so we'll talk about it. No, thank you so much. Anything else?
Clock in and clock out.
Clock in and clock out. Sounds good. You know, one thing I wanted to, before we adjourn this meeting, I wanted to, one of the comments we received from some of the fellow commissioners throughout the state, I want you to know Los Angeles County, we are on that map. People are looking toward Los Angeles County. We're doing some good things. I just passed on some congratulatory note to Mr. Aragon. He, at CCI, he was recognized, and for that, I just feel so honored to be part of this team and to be able to be out there with the rest of the group. And Friday night, we're gonna be meeting with the National Association of Counties, and as the president of CCI, I will be representing Colorado on behalf of all of us. And I promise that we'll do justice at that meeting, because I get an opportunity to welcome the nation in Denver. So thank you for all the work that you will do. And we are a great team. And as we came up with the logo, Team Los Angeles is really shaking and moving. So
and
thank you.
Felix, if sure. I may add, if it's okay with you, what recently turn of events might have inspired, is that okay if I alert the fellow elected officials of what recently might have happened?
Oh.
Already out, so I'm going to do so. Everybody, we are very honored. Felix was being sought after as a possible running mate for the governor's office as lieutenant governor. The final selection was made yesterday, but he was in the top two, if I know correctly. So what an honor for Felix to be representing Los Angeles County and even be mentioned in the same breath to be possible on the ticket for governor of the state of Colorado. So congratulations, and what an honor to be a fellow commissioner with you, Felix, and how well you represent Los Angeles County. So
thank you, Luis. Thank you. Thank you all of you. So, motion to adjourn.
It's an honor on the same level.
Thank you, Luis.
Luis, Tony?
Yes.
Can you just everybody say yes?
Guys, see ya.
Take care.
Joey.